It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
2 years after COVID-19, a novel coronavirus, was first detected in Wuhan, China, you'd think we'd be nearing the end of the pandemic. Not so fast. Thanks to the very contagious Omicron variant, now the most widely detected in the United States. So now, for the second year in a row, doctors and nurses on the front lines will be treating those patients over the Christmas holiday. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, nearly 70,000 Americans were hospitalized with COVID-19 as of Wednesday. That's up from around 45,000 in early November. In related news, the FDA on Wednesday authorized Pfizer's antiviral pill, Paxlovid, to treat COVID-19. It's the first antiviral pill authorized for infected people to take at home before they get sick enough to be hospitalized. But the drug takes 6 months to manufacture, so it'll be well into 2022 before it's widely available. And breaking news, just as I'm recording What's News today, the FDA on Thursday morning announced it has authorized a second COVID-19 pill, this one from Merck, noting that the Pfizer pill is significantly more effective, but the Merck pill is expected to be in greater supply early on. Options. Options are good. Meanwhile, South Africa's top infectious disease scientist on Wednesday said that the surge of the Omicron cases there is now plummeting as fast as it rose. After a near vertical rise, he said in an interview, "We're going down, right back down." While it's not proof of anything, the news has fueled hopes that Omicron will peak and then drop as quickly. In the U.S., the 7-day average of new coronavirus cases hit 168,981 on Wednesday, surpassing the summertime peak of the Delta variant surge. But one other bit of encouraging news. On Wednesday, South Africa's National Institute for Communicable Diseases released a study that, although it hasn't yet been peer-reviewed, reinforced evidence that Omicron is causing milder COVID-19 cases than previous variants. I'll take it. Whatever relief is coming isn't coming quickly enough. Two more senior congressional Democrats have now tested positive for COVID. The 81-year-old House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn of South Carolina missed his granddaughter's wedding on Wednesday when he tested positive. And who gets married on a Wednesday? And the 77-year-old Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky of Illinois announced that she and her husband also tested positive. So many mask mandates have been put back in place around the country as Omicron spreads like a blanket. The Supreme Court announced Wednesday that they'll hold a special hearing on January 7th to consider challenges to the president's nationwide vaccine or testing requirement for large employers and his separate vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. Both have been at least partially blocked from going into effect by lower courts after challenges from Republican-led states and from business and religious coalitions. Jim Clyburn may be sidelined by COVID for now. He says he has no symptoms. But the select committee investigating January 6th is forging ahead, announcing Wednesday afternoon that it sent a letter to Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio asking him to appear before the committee to answer questions, quote, about conversations he had on January 5th or 6th with those in the Willard War Room, the Trump legal team, White House personnel, or others involved in organizing or planning the actions and strategies for January 6th. In the letter, committee chair Benny Thompson suggested a date of January 3rd or 4th for the testimony and noted that when previously asked whether he'd talked to the committee, Jordan insisted he had, quote, nothing to hide. Jordan is the second Trump ally to get an interview request this week. Representative Scott Perry declined the committee's request to voluntarily sit down with investigators. Stay tuned. Oh, and the former guy's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, lost his legal bid to block the January 6th committee from subpoenaing his phone records and to hold off demands he speak to the panel. The ruling Wednesday came one day after Flynn asked a federal judge in Florida for a temporary restraining order, and it's the first quick response to a lawsuit from a House witness after several went to court to try to invalidate the committee and block the House from pursuing their phone records. Some good news as we head closer to the end of the year. President Biden announced Wednesday that he would extend a suspension of student loan payments until May 1st to help people facing financial problems due to the ongoing pandemic. The pause had been scheduled to expire February 1st. In a statement, the president said, quote, "Given these considerations, today my administration is extending the pause on federal student loan repayments for an additional 90 days through May 1st, 2022, as we manage the ongoing pandemic and further strengthen our economic recovery." The president on Wednesday also signed legislation that allows the Capitol Police to directly request the assistance of the National Guard. Good move. The bill was passed by both the House and Senate without opposition. And verdict watch. The jury in the case of Elizabeth Holmes reconvenes Thursday at 11:30 after jurors failed to reach a verdict on Tuesday. The jurors in the Kimberly Potter trial also resumed deliberations Thursday morning. Meanwhile, jurors in the Ghislaine Maxwell case won't be back deliberating until Monday, getting a Christmas break after they failed to reach a verdict on Wednesday. And finally, it is December 23rd.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
Time to air those grievances and show your feats of strength. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.